Dermot and Dave on Today FM. 087-4100-102. You want to get in touch by WhatsApp or by text today. But at Dermot Today FM on Instagram is usually a safe place to go. But apparently now someone has been catfishing poor Dermot.
I was kind of aware of the term catfishing, but never thought that I was in a position where it could apply to me. I just presumed you had to be 23 and that catfishing, you know, like ghosting was something that I would never have to deal with in my life. But thank you to Doug, who sent me a message on Instagram. And he says, "Hey Dermot, saw something interesting you might like. An account by the name of Dermot Logan requested to follow me using your picture and apparently in the business of selling some odd looking cabbage." When I went into it, true enough, he is selling something, but it ain't cabbage. It's stuff that you may grow in your attic with a particular kind of lamp. And yeah, he's using a picture of me taken at the Kyo's Crisp Farm about 2 months ago. And I can just reassure Kyo's Crisp's customers that they are not growing anything untoward up there. It is just spuds.
Of all of the profile pictures he could have taken of you, you know, all of the pictures on your Instagram, the one where you've got your, you know, you're in a field with your arm on a sign.
Yeah, I'm holding a pitchfork. Obviously, he's like, there's only three pictures on this account. There's one of the Joker, then there is a picture of some hash plants, and then me holding a pitchfork in a field as if I'm openly growing this.
Yeah.
Now, it does also say on his Instagram that if you DM him on a certain... His email address isn't even finished on the thing. I don't know. I'm not sure how together this person is.
I don't think he's fully committed.
No, and he also says DM me, D-E-M-M, not even DM. He's got his terrible email address and it seems to be for securing said strange plants that you may like to buy in a dried form. He can sort you out, apparently.
Oh, well, yeah, well, sure. Instagram's the place to go.
No, but he can't because it's not really him.
Well, it's not Dermot Whelan.
No.
No, but
he could be like totally catfishing everybody.
So even the people who are emailing him?
Yeah.
God, this goes deeper
than we thought. You obviously can't trust him. He's saying he's Dermot Whelan, except not Dermot Whelan. He's Dermot Logan.
Yeah, so he's not a legit businessman, one can assume.
Can we say that Dermot Logan is a cooler name than Dermot Whelan?
It absolutely, 1,000,000% is a cooler name.
Yeah, well, Logan is the name of Wolverine, and I'm a big fan of Wolverine, so I would happily switch to Dermot Logan, but it's obviously been taken by some kind of drug dealer.
Well, I've lashed it up on my Instagram there at Dave Today FM if you want to go and have a look at Dermot Logan's collection of Dermot Whelan pictures. Oh, sorry, one picture and then some hash plants. We went around the office this morning as well to ask whether people had been exposed to this kind of thing before.
Yes, I know a couple of people and it happens, so it's not just a TV show thing, it's actually a thing that happens.
No, I don't. I've seen a few things on Facebook and that, but nothing too serious, but I know it does happen quite a bit.
Yeah, it happened to a friend of mine the other day on Tinder and she showed up at the date and it was just so awkward because he acted like it was totally fine, but no, he wasn't the same person from the pictures.
So yeah, it happened to a friend of mine. We were on Facebook one night and she got a message from one of the girls just to say that she'd come across an Instagram page with all her pictures on it. So they just completely changed the name and had all my friends' photographs, and she had to just message them and like basically say that she caught them out. It was so weird.
That is weird, isn't it? Stealing like your entire profile.
How brazen do you have to be to take someone else's face and advertise yourself as that, but then turn up on the date anyway and expect there to be no repercussions?
They think they have a connection. They think they have, it doesn't matter what I look like, we had a connection. Do you know what I mean?
In the chat, so previous to the date.
So why is it relevant what I look like now? Obviously you go, because you lied, because that's not actually you. Now I don't know what you told me. You know, which part of it is true, which part of it is not.
Well, say I come for a draw, you know, going to buy a car and the dealer shows you the latest brand spanking impressive BMW and then you say, okay, I'll be over tomorrow to buy it, and then he wheels out some banger from the, you know, Ford Fiesta from 1983 and says, well, I thought we had a connection. This is your car.
I know.
Didn't he? No, that doesn't work like that.
But that's on a very superficial level in terms of dating. Do you know what I mean? That's very... Like, well, why does it matter that I don't look like Rosanna Davidson?
Because you're being a liar.
Well, yeah, I know, yeah, I know. Yeah.
But also
I'm saying from the person that's doing the catfishing, they're saying, but we had a connection, we get on, you make me laugh, I make you laugh. you know.
But it's also all you have to go on is the picture at the start and then the chat.
So that's the reason you talk to them.
Yeah, so then the whole like fundamental reason that you engage with this person, irrespective of how that went, is false.
Yeah.
I know our honest dater, Eve Darcy, said that she went out on a Tinder date with a guy who his whole profile was like, I'm this tall, I work in this thing and I do this and I play the guitar and do whatever. And then she went out and it was some completely different guy. Like not like, oh, I look slightly like him. Like, it was a completely different human going, I don't do any of those things. What? Like,
yeah,
that's just weird.
You can't do it. It's never going
to
work.
Sad, really. Yeah. You know, that your confidence levels are so low that you have to essentially assume someone else's identity to then trap someone into spending a little bit of time with you, even though that time is probably going to be them eating the face off you and walking away in a huff.
So I wonder now, right, this Dermot Logan guy posing as you on Instagram, maybe he's on dating websites. We don't know, as you.
Oh, it's a very attractive picture of Dermot there with a pitchfork in his hand.
I know, I'm very manly.
You have to assume I have road frontage, even just looking at that picture.
And a lot of money from the strange cabbages.
I will put it up on my Instagram, on at Dermot Today FM now, in the next minute or so, and you can go and have a look. And look, if you want to buy some hash, maybe I am your man, and I just didn't know it.
Well, somebody says, what has become of modern society when you can't trust a drug dealer? 0874100102 for WhatsApps and for text messages. Have you ever been catfished or the subject of a profile steal? You can let us know on 0874100102. We promise we'll keep all your data safe and secure.
And Kyo's range of cannabis flavoured crisps will be launched later in the week. I will be cutting the ribbon on that one myself.
Here's picture this on Today FM. Lads, there's been a development during the length of the picture of this song, which is 3 minutes and 23 seconds, which is that Dermot has now found out that Dermot Logan is also on Facebook.
Yes, and there's more pictures of me there. Hands up, like, hats off to whoever is catfishing me, because he's picking out some of my favourite pictures of myself.
Yeah, so it started off again with the same picture of you with the pitchfork and the sign.
That's the cover photo, isn't it?
Yeah, then a picture of you completely smizing in your Munster tracksuit top as a profile pic, which is a very good picture of you. Then some more hash plants. then you, me, and Mick McCarthy in a picture. And it says, working hard to get the best is a comment on that. Then several more hash plants with the comments, since April and now, and then three love heart smiley faces.
Look, I have some high profile clients. Why do you think Mick McCarthy's so relaxed all the time?
So I'm going to give you a little bit of information about Dermot Logan on Facebook. Dermot J. Logan. What did the J stand for?
Oh, wow.
It's like Homer J. Simpson. Remember he went on a mission to find out what J stood for? And I stood for J. J-A-Y. He's single. He's from Manchester, lives in Dublin, has been to Bekal in Portugal, and is currently a directional driller in the Philippines at the Shell Petroleum Corporation.
Oh my God, this guy sounds amazing.
Wow, obviously the Shell Petroleum Corporation are very forgiving of their employees' side businesses, which are illegal.
And his commuting times. Yeah. From Dublin.
Still has time to meet Mick McCarthy and then nip back to drill under the sea.
A lot of people are suggesting that maybe this is an ingenious ploy by Dermot Logan to get national airwaves coverage for his illegal drugs business, and we're giving him non-stop advertising time.
Wow. Well, in the last couple of seconds, my catfished Instagram account has been deleted.
Oh.
So he's spooked. We spooked him.
Facebook is still up and running. Andrew's on the phone from Maynooth. How are you, Andrew?
Not so bad, lads. How are you getting on?
Good. Have you been catfished or profile stolen or anything like that?
No, every month, at least every month, my Instagram account gets hacked from a company selling runners. I think out of Russia.
What?
Well, maybe if you want some Adidas runners to go with your drug dealing, that'd be brilliant. I'd do you a deal probably in the next week at that.
Well, just very quickly, you know that terrible drug dealer joke I did on Dave's Road before, which is, I don't know what the drug dealer I bought these runners off laced them with, but I've been tripping all day. Guys, bad jokes. Anyway, Andrew, so hang on. So what's your business page usually? What do you do?
I'm a landscape gardener.
You're landscape gardener, and so the Russians hack you and then sell runners.
Yeah, they're good deals now, apparently. Like 90% off.
Is there a link between landscape gardening and quality footwear that we're missing? No, like, why did they target you?
I don't know. There probably is a link between landscaping and the other thing that Dermot is getting.
The Dermot Logan fella would definitely be into a landscape gardener of sorts.
That would make sense.
Well, come here. I was hacked by the Russians a few times, and then I had to go through a really kind of convoluted thing to get my Instagram back. Do you have to do that every month?
Oh, at least every month. You have to reset your password, as you know, and then I have it linked to Facebook.
Yeah.
My Facebook business. But it always automatically resets to the original password because it won't log in, if you get me, with any other thing. It's convoluted.
The only way I got away from it was by setting up that two-factor authentication thing where you have a text message sent to your phone.
I did that, and then I keep getting messages from... I don't know, some other thing. Do you know these hack messages that come into your phone? If you're clicking a link, every day I get messages.
Well, Andrew, you're in a bad way, in
fairness. This sounds personal. I think there's some Russians that just hate shrubberies. And they're like, let's get this guy. Hit the way he uses gravel in the front garden and and the rockery near the conservatory. You don't have enough water features in your plants. What the hell are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at a water feature now. I have to get into it in a minute. But.
All right, well, Andrew, fair play to you and stay safe online.
Listen, thanks, lads.
All right, all the best. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Someone says, surely the J in Dermot J. Logan's name stands for Johnny.
Oh.
Dermot Johnny Logan. Come on. Lads, fair play to the catfisher. Great way to get a bit of publicity for himself. Yeah, we're aware of that now. As another text says, there's a guy in my town who has a beard, but he thinks it's the beard of all beards. And someone created a Facebook page about his beard and stole all his photos. It's hilarious.